There seems to be just one thing that Pat McCrory and Roy Cooper agree on. They both think North Carolina is the best state. But when it comes to taxes and teacher pay, House Bill 2 and I-77 toll lanes, the two men vying to be North Carolina's governor clashed in their first election year debate. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
Republican Governor Pat McCrory began his opening remarks with an anecdote about his first days in office and a meeting with the governor of the other Carolina.
Nikki Haley, my good friend from South Carolina and governor of South Carolina, actually told me in 2012 that we don't even consider North Carolina competition anymore.
When it came to luring companies and creating jobs, that, McCrory said, has now changed.
No longer are we the fifth highest unemployment rate in the country. We're now one of the fastest growing economies in the United States of America, North Carolina.
There was, of course, talk of the Carolina comeback, but also a twist on what may be the most well-known political catchphrase in America when McCrory said he built a team
to rebuild North Carolina and make it great again. And that's exactly what we've done in a short 3 years.
When his turn came, Democrat Roy Cooper wasted no time throwing the first political punch when he said of McCrory,
he has put his extreme social partisan agenda ahead of jobs and schools.
A clear reference to House Bill 2, which was also the subject of the first question posed by Gerald Owens of WRAL-TV.
Governor McCrory, how will House Bill 2 shape your party's image not only in North Carolina but around the country in the years ahead?
He did not specifically answer that question. Instead, McCrory blamed the controversy on what he calls the radical left and the ordinance passed by the Charlotte City Council.
I have no interest in having government be the bathroom or PC police. And that's exactly what the city of Charlotte did.
And he claimed Cooper wants to let boys shower with girls.
Governor McCrory wants to make this campaign be about where you go to the bathroom.
Cooper's response got a chuckle from his rival.
I want this campaign to be about where North Carolina goes from here.
And so it went for much of the debate, with claims of bad leadership, flip-flopping, and bad priorities being lobbed by each candidate. Both claimed only they would cut taxes for the middle class. Both claimed their opponent and their party have a ruinous economic track record. And when one panelist asked Roy Cooper if he would advise a new teacher to go to work here in North Carolina or go elsewhere where they could make more money,
I'd tell them to teach right here in North Carolina because hold on, I'm coming.
McCrory countered with this.
You better watch out. He's been there for 28 years.
A reference to how long Cooper has been in state government. Teachers, they both stated, deserve to be paid more. My opponent, they both claimed, is the reason their paychecks are so small. This debate was held at a hotel in Uptown, so it was inevitable they were asked about the controversial I-77 toll lane project. Specifically, did they think the contract should be canceled? McCrory answered first by saying how he got rid of the good old boy network and took politics out of transportation projects. And as for the contract, he blamed that on the lawyers who signed off on the wording, attorneys who work for Roy Cooper.
So not one time did his lawyers ever object to that contract or say that anything was wrong with that contract.
And he said the state is working on some redesigns to make the toll projects even better. But you'll note McCrory never directly answered the question. Not so for Cooper.
Yes, the I-77 contract should be canceled.
It wasn't until the very end the two men agreed on anything. And that was the politically required profession of love for the state they each seek to lead for the next 4 years. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.